Okay, it's time for another update. As you guys can probably tell, I'm still kind of sick. Like, my nose is still sort of stuffy, so I'm gonna sound really, really weird still. Okay? Alright, so basically, prom is over and the bad week is over. Because honestly, last week kind of sucked royally for me. And it sucked for my friend Silic too. And we think it might be because we watched the Da Vinci Code on the Sabbath. Yeah, on Sunday. So take this warning. Don't watch that movie on a Sunday. Watch it another day. And you really should, because it was a good movie. And also, X-Men 3 was really good too. I don't know why some people say it sucked, because it didn't. I think the only people that didn't like it are the ones that are hardcore dedicated to the comics. And they got mad because I guess the plot didn't really follow the comic completely, maybe. But when you watch X-Men 3, make damn sure, just like the Taking Back Sunday song, that you stay even after the credits, because it's just crucial that you do. So anyway, back to talking about last week. I don't remember every single thing that went wrong, so I'll just go over the big things. I got super sick for no apparent reason. I mean, the sun was out all the time, so how did I even get sick, right? And I'm sure you guys could tell that I was just not feeling well from the last podcast. Well, after that podcast, I stayed home the next day from being way too ill. Friday, I came back to school, and everyone thought I had ditched that day because the day I was absent just happened to be senior ditch day. Pretty convenient, right? I had to make up a Japanese test that I was completely unprepared for. But then again, when am I ever prepared for that class? And then the next big thing, prom. Prom, you guys, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just going to be honest, okay? Prom pretty much sucked, big time. I'm not even kidding. I had no fun whatsoever. On the big day, Lisa didn't wake up on time to pick me up. We ran some errands, which involved picking Karen up when she finally showed up. And then we went to Chinatown. My voice was shot as hell on that day. You guys have no idea. We shopped around and I found a gorgeous necklace and a tiara. So okay, that was the good part. And then we came back, ran some more errands, one of which was going to Chris's house in Alhambra. I have to admit, Chris is extremely cute. As in, dateable cute. But you know what's weird? He's Asian, and I'm usually not attracted to Asians at all. And then after that, we went to a place in TC to get our hair done. Halfway through that, this girl named Stephanie showed up. I didn't notice it at the time, but Lisa later informed me that she was pointing at me and whispering to her mom. Whispering sweet nothings? I bet not. We'll get to what she said later. After hair, we went back to my place to get ready some more. Dress on, makeup done, all in under 20 minutes. That has got to be a record or something. We headed off to school to meet up with our dates and take pictures. The line for pictures was about an hour long, I think, and I'm not even exaggerating. But here's the interesting part. My date was acting really weird. It was like he wasn't happy at all. We all went over to my mom's restaurant, and then later to the limo. In the limo, everyone was jamming to black music, you know, things like, what were we dancing to? Well, I can't really remember right now, but, you know, you get what I mean. Everyone danced except for the hardcore Christian kids and my date. I was sick as hell, but I was still trying to enjoy the ride. He just sat there next to me, looking all gloomy and unhappy. I kept asking him what's wrong. I just assumed it was the whole drama with the other guy, Matt Chang. He told me he'd tell me later on, so I just decided to ignore it for now. At prom, we hit the dance floor a little while before we took group pictures. Then I got really, really ill, so we sat down. Now, I don't know what came first, us gambling at the casino or him starting the drama. So I'll just tell you, we had a casino there where I blew our fake cash on 21. Once we sat down at the table, I started to ask him what was wrong again. He told me that he felt guilty because the night before he had gone to the movies with Stephanie. Kinda explains the pointing and whispering at the hair salon, right? Well, just sit tight. There's more. I laughed and asked Matt why he was sad about that, because it wasn't like I was dating him. Plus, it's not like I hadn't already gone to the movies with other guys. So he tells me some other things, and here's where the conversation kinda starts to go downhill. And here's what he told me. He said he went to the movies with her because she says she felt really bad that her friends went to see the Da Vinci Code without her. And when they got there, she started to move all close to him, and he felt uncomfortable about that. He said that, just so I won't hear this from anyone else, she led him to the roof of the theater and started coming onto him really strong. At that point, I told him I still didn't care because Henry came onto me pretty strong, and I went to prom with that guy, and it wasn't like I was doing anything wrong when he did come onto me strong. So he told me some more. He said that she kissed him twice, and I was kind of disturbed by that, mostly because she had tried to talk to me and be all nice a few weeks ago, when I had never actually talked to her before. I guess I know what she really planned on doing, especially since everyone's already seen me and Matt together. I mean, it wasn't like he was mine or I was his. It's just the fact that she went behind my back and, you know, did something bad. And now this part, this is where I got really mad. He said that she told him he was just wasting his time with me, just like she wasted her time with her ex. Number one, who was she to decide who he was wasting his time with? You know, and number two, she was with her ex, Justin, for 10 months, and they had recently broken up. Does she really feel like she wasted her time? No. I even told him that nobody can be with a guy for 10 months and then say it was wasted time. And I speak from personal experience. He told me some more things she said, like how big of a slut I was because I date around and I mess with guys. I cleared that up and told him, I dated 7 guys at once, but not the kind of kiss date or anything like that. I was just seeing them, and they all knew about each other, and I didn't kiss any of them. They all knew what they were getting into from the very start, and they were all okay with it, so they still took me out. Then he told me that, apparently I said, I only liked him on days that he wears tank tops, which, by the way, is a complete lie because I'm not even used to seeing guys in tank tops. See, I can't believe Stephanie, who would try to be friends with me, would go behind my back and say all this. I guess it just goes to show, girls can really be bitches when it comes to getting a guy. At least I wasn't great friends with her, so it's not like I missed on anything or I'm missing anything now. Well, after hearing all this, I told Matt the truth. I mean, it wasn't like I was lying to him or anything, it was just, the truth was there, it just wasn't clear, I guess. I told him that even though we had been seeing each other for 3 months, I never considered it as anything serious. And that I don't want anything serious, now or anytime in the near future, so he might as well just go for someone else. Or something else, I guess. I mean, it's weird because he's really cute, but I just couldn't connect with him, and he was really sweet. I just didn't feel any connection. He kept on talking about how he doesn't feel the same way about her as he did for me, to which I just kept saying, I don't want anything serious. When prom was finally over, we all decided to head back to Kim's house. By we, I meant people who were actually friends with Kim. I didn't want to be rude, so I asked Matt if he wanted to go home, expecting him to say yes. But instead, he decided to follow us back to Kim's house. Good lord, talk about awkward. So we head back to Kim's, where Silic text messages me around 3 a.m. and ask if I would like him to come pick me up. Talk about a lifesaver. I changed into Kim's normal clothes and he came. And I started to leave when Matt tells me he doesn't have his house keys, so he has no way to get into his house because he lives alone. Well, it wasn't like I could take Matt with me in Silic's car. Actually, I could have, but I didn't want to. So I made sure that Matt had a ride home, and I left. Silic looked tired as hell, and I thought he had been drinking, but he hadn't, which was a big relief. I made him blow air on me just to make sure he was telling the truth. At Denny's, I talked to Matt on the phone, and he said that he'll just crash at Kim's. Okay, big mistake right there. Who invites themselves to stay overnight at someone's house? Especially if it's someone they hardly know, right? Kim calls me in a few minutes to tell me that her parents flat out said no, he can't stay. I call Matt back to inform him, and he decides to leave. And I guess he just walks back to his house, because he doesn't live that far away from Kim. I felt like a pretty bad person by that point, because he could get lost, I guess, and Silig even offered to pick him up. I really, really didn't want anything to do with him anymore because of all this drama, so I just said no. We eat breakfast at Denny's and then decide on where to go next. I call Mom and tell her I'm staying at Kim's that night, and she said okay. I know, I feel bad for lying, but it was a special situation. Silig decides on a crazy idea and asks me if I'm up for it. I asked him what it is, and he says we could go to Malibu. Hell yeah, why not, is exactly how I felt. So we pay the place and then leave. He sped all the way down the freeway, and the ride that should have taken at least an hour took us only 35 minutes. He parks, and we flip the fence to go down to the stairway that leads to the beach. We went to this beach called the El Matador Beach, past the famous Zuma Malibu Beach. He knew I was deathly afraid of heights, so he let me hold on to him all the way down. When we got down, it was probably about 5 a.m., and we walked around for, I think, about 2 hours. There was absolutely nobody at that beach, and the sun was just coming out, so the sky was kind of a light blue-pink color in the horizon. It was kind of cold, so he gave me his jacket to wear. I admit, I was kind of scared down there, so I held onto his arm some more. We finally went back around 7:30, I think, and we were both tired as hell. I found out that he hadn't slept for a long time and had been driving all day, but he still came out in the middle of the night to save my ass. I guess at this point, I started to feel something for him. We joked around in the car to keep awake, and he made me give him an Indian burn on the arm so he wouldn't fall asleep. I finally got home around 8:30 and went upstairs to sleep. Before falling asleep, I couldn't help but think, where else was I going to find a guy who would stay up all night to take me to the beach? Because he told me that when he got home that night at 3, he parked his car into the garage and didn't even get out. He just sat in his car and waited for me to text back because he knew I wanted to go out. Then Sunday came, Delina and Emily decided to come over while I was taking a shower after waking up at 3:30 p.m. They swam in the pool and I headed over to Silig's to help him wash his car, because after all, it was the least I could do. It turns out he thought I had left because of my away message from the day before, so he left too. So I just sat around with Delina, Emily, and Lisa, and we ended up watching TV on the couch for a while, then went to Target to try on stuff because the mall was closed. I actually found some pretty cute bikinis there. Then I got home pretty early and got to sleep. The next day, Silig takes me to the beach with his friends Ted, Eddie, and Stacy around 9. We went to the same beach because it's one of those hard-to-find places that hardly anyone would be at. I forgot my towel, so I shared one with him. We dug a hole in which they buried me, and we also buried Silig. But in a different hole, like not the same one I was in, because that would have been impossible. And then the guys went to swim, and I fell asleep on the towel and got sunburned. It was actually pretty cold and windy at the beach, but that was nice because at some point, he put his arm around me. And then we headed home. I took a shower in 30 minutes and left again to eat dinner with them. Eddie, Ted, and Silig and I went to Wood Ranch. Eddie's bad luck with restaurants left us with no ribs. So I went home around 9:30 because the next day would be a school day. Ted drove, so he dropped us off at Silig's house. From there, he walked me home, even though it's less than a 1 minute walk. I ended up leaving some of my clothes in Silig's car from the beach, and I really hope he doesn't get in trouble for that. I mean, what would you think if your son came home with some girl's jacket and shorts in the back seat of his car? Anyhow, we talk every day, and he's taking me to Newport this weekend to go kayaking. I feel kind of weird because, I don't know, I mean, I thought he was just a friend, but then I think something changed because tonight, after he left to go to his company's dinner, I actually felt like texting him to say, I miss you. We had to upgrade our texting plans because we were going over the bill texting each other all the time. That's the first time in 6 months that I felt like I wanted to say the words I miss you to anyone. It feels really strange because I also think it's the first time in 2 or 3 years where I actually started to feel something first for a guy rather than the guy chasing me endlessly with romance and whatnot. Elaine's right. The next time I feel something for someone, it's gonna be someone that I'm friends with first, not some guy that tries to get to me after he's just met me. And I think this might be that next time that she was talking about. It feels kind of, I don't know, it feels different. And I mean, I know I told Matt I wasn't ready for anything serious, and I'm still not, but it doesn't mean that I can't feel anything for him. For Silic, I mean. And the funny thing is, me and him are always talking about karma. Well, with all the shit that I've put other guys through, what if karma comes back and kicks my ass with this one? It would be interesting, if nothing else. Oh, and one more thing, Silic is a German name, but he's Asian, and I mean a full Asian. This is so unlike me, to start liking a guy first, and nonetheless, an Asian guy. Elaine was telling me at lunch yesterday that I can't date an Asian guy because it goes against everything I stand for. Pretty funny, right? Because I've always liked white guys and stuff. All I can say is last week was just one big trip. And this is really, really weird. Yeah. Oh yeah, that and I'm broke. Good night, everyone, and have a good week. Bye.